الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فأحمد الله جل وعلا أولا على هذا اللقاء وما من به سبحانه وتعالى ويسر، ونسأله جل وعلا المزيد من فضله، ثم أشكركم جميعا بعد شكر الله جل وعلا على حسن ظنكم وحسن استضافتكم واستقبالكم، وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعل لقاءنا هذا لقاء فيه جل وعلا، وأن يجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، وأن يجنبنا الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. وأما بالنسبة للسؤال عما يجري في بلاد مصر وما هو الموقف الذي يجب علينا تجاه هذه الأحداث وغيرها، فأقول ولله التوفيق أن الأصل هو السمع والطاعة لولاة الأمور كما أمر بذلك نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام. واستثنى من ذلك أي من التدين والتعبد لله جل وعلا بالسمع والطاعة عند رؤية الكفر المباح البواح، أي الواضح البين، والذي يكون عندكم كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام عندكم من الله فيه برهان. إذن الأصل يا أخوان من حيث النصوص الشرعية أن المسلم يتعبد الله تبارك وتعالى بالسمع والطاعة، وهذا لا بد منه أنها عبادة، إلا في حالة واحدة ما نتعبد الله عز وجل بالسمع والطاعة، إذا كان أو إذا رأينا من الحاكم الكفر المباح الذي عندنا فيه من الله برهان، أي الذي لا يختلف فيه اثنان. لا شك الحاكم في مصر شأنه شأن بقية الحكام، ولي أمر، وهذه المسألة بينها العلماء سواء كان هذا الحاكم بالانتخاب، كان بالتعيين، كان بالتغلب، يعني جاء واخذ الحكم رغما عنه كما بينها العلماء، كل ذلك اذا تم له الامر واستقر له الامر فهو ولي امر. نتعبد الله جل وعلا بطاعته. وأما كونه يظلم ويأخذ الأموال ويسرق ويقرب الأولاد ويعني يأخذ النصيب الأكبر، هذا شأنه بينه وبين ربه تبارك وتعالى، بل جاءت النصوص الصحيحة الصريحة أنك تسمع وتطيع وإن أخذ مالك وضرب ظهرك. يعني أعظم من هذا في الظلم ما فيه، مهن ما يعطيك المال، لا، يجي مالك عند الخاص ويأخذه منك ويجلدك ويضربك، مع ذلك تسمع وتطيع. إلا أن تروا كفرا بواحا. الأدلة واضحة جدا وكثيرة شهيرة، هذا من حيث النصوص الشرعية. أما الآن ما يجري في مصر لا شك أنها فتنة، هذه احنا نسميها الآن الفتنة. ليه؟ لأنه ما نعرف أين الحق، اختلط الحابل كما يقولون بالنابل، كل يدعي أنه على الحق وكل يريد الزعامة والإمامة والرئاسة وكل يكذب على الطرف الآخر، هذا يقول فرعون وهذا يقول طاغوت وهذا يقول ظالم، أوصاف كثيرة جدا. والأصل يا أخوان في الفتنة أن نشارك؟ لا. أن نصدق؟ لا. إيش الواجب علينا في الفتن؟ قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: ستكون فتن، فتن. وهكذا كلما اقترب الزمان من الآخرة الفتن تزيد وتكثر. إيش الموقف يا رسول الله؟ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: القاعد فيها خير من القائل. كل الفتن يعني عند اختلاط الأمور والرؤية غير واضحة، إيش نعمل؟ قال: القاعد خير من القائل. ليه؟ في رواية قال: الماشي خير من الساعي والواقف خير من الماشي. في رواية قال: والمضطجع خير من القاعد. لماذا؟ لأن الذي يقوم يرى أكثر واللي يقعد يرى أقل. القاعد والماشي والساعي كلها كلمات تدل على المشاركة. قال: الترقب، أنه ينظر إيش العواقب، فإذا كانت النتيجة مع فلان مال إلى فلان، وإذا كانت النتيجة مع فلان مال إلى فلان. الفتن يا أخوان كلها موقف المسلم أن يبتعد عنها، أن يجتنبها، لا تشارك لا بفعل ولا بالمظاهرات ولا بالاعتصامات ولا بالأقوال ولا بالأفعال، ابتعد على قدر الاستطاعة. هكذا أخبر نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام. أول فتنة وقعت في الأمة كانت بين الصحابة. الواحد قد يستغرب كيف صحابة رب سبحانه وتعالى. أول فتنة وقعت في الأمة الصحابة، وهي الخلاف الذي حصل بين الصحابة أو بين علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه وبين معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه، فتنة. ونعرف جميعا أن الصحابة هكذا الفتن، ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الفتن يصير فيه الحليم حيران، اختلاط. ماذا نعمل؟ فالصحابة وقفوا مواقف ثلاث، منهم من جاء مع علي، ومن الصحابة من ذهب مع معاوية، ومن الصحابة من اشتغل ما راح لا مع علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، ولم يذهب مع معاوية. النتيجة بعد ما انتهت الفتنة، جميع الصحابة الذين كانوا مع علي والذين كانوا مع معاوية ندموا، وكلهم تمنى أنه كان الفريق الثاني الذي لم يشارك. فهذه نصيحتي لنفسي ولكم جميعا لما يجري في مصر، نبتعد ما نشارك ولا نترقب، بل ندعو الله جل وعلا أن يكشف الفتنة عن إخواننا. هذا موقف المسلم، الفتنة تبتعد لا تشارك، ومع ذلك تدعو الله تبارك وتعالى بصدق وإخلاص أن يجنب إخواننا شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. وهذا اللي حصل اليوم، مصري مع مصري، مسلم ومسلم. هذا يؤيد مبارك وهذا ظل مبارك. كم جرحوا بعضهم، اعتدوا على الأملاك، محلات، حرقوا السيارات، وفعلوا وفعلوا وغير ذلك. نسأل الله جل وعلا أن يجنبنا الفتن. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: السعيد من جنب الفتن. السعادة، كل السعادة يا عبد الله في مجانبة الفتنة، لا تقترب، ابتعد عنها قدر الاستطاعة، مع الدعاء إلى الله تبارك وتعالى أن يعصم إخواننا وأن يهديهم وأن يجمع كلمة المسلمين على ما فيه خيرهم وصلاحهم في الدين والدنيا والآخرة.
لا لا يا شيخ، ان شاء الله باذن الله نصبر، ان شاء الله نصبر على الفتنه. نرجع نسال الله ان يجعل ذلك كله في ميزان حسناته.
اياكم الله يحفظك.
الله يوفقك. طيب يا شيخ، he first gives the praises, the khutbat al-haja, as everything I think that's really known with all the brothers here. And he also said the salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gives thanks to the brothers for their good husnistibafatihim, the good hospitality and them being generous towards him for coming. He thanks the brothers. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he asks for him for his increasement of his bounty. Then also likewise, he gives praise to the brothers for their good hospitality and also their good generosity for him coming and allowing him to come to the city, which is like Al-Khaydees. He gives thanks to the brothers. And he also gives salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as the first question is, what is the motive of a Muslim in regards to the events or the current events of that which is taking place inside of Egypt? As the Shaykh says in Egypt, he says the motive. He says, "What is our mahul motive? Ma yajib alayna tujahadihi al-ahdath." He says, "What is the position of a Muslim, and what is the part it's in regards to these current events that are taking place?" And other than that, he says, "Afaqul billahi tawfiq." He says, "I say with Allah's the tawfiq, is al asl was sam' wa ta'ah li wulat al umur." And al asl was sam' wa ta'ah li wulat al umur. He said that the origin is that it's hearing and obedience to those who are the Muslim leaders, leaders of the country. They have hearing and obedience to the Muslim leaders, to the Muslim, those who are in charge of the Muslim countries. He says that is the asl. That is the origin due to the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of that which you consider worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is on sam' wa ta'a li wulat al-amr. Ta'abbud lillah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that a person makes worship of Allah by making obedience and adherence to the Muslim leaders. That is the asl, that is the origin. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that. But however, the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made an exception, stafna dhalik. He gave an exception. As we know, except that if a person sees on kufr, on bawah, and if a person sees that clear, this will be that clear kufr, that clear disbelief, al-wabih al-bayyin, that clear, distinct, clear as day, disbelief, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, عِلُّكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِيهِ الْبُرْهَانِ, or that shall have with, as he says in the hadith, the Messenger of Allah completes, and he goes on to say in the hadith, that which you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of clear evidence. That which we will have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of clear evidence and proof. In the end of the hadith. So that also is, يَتَعَبَدُ اللَّهِ بِالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعِ لِوَلَاتِ الْأُمُورِ, that a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by hearing an obedience to the Muslim leaders and those who are in charge. Except for one instance that we said the Prophet ﷺ said, he said that you see from the hakim of the Muslim leader that kufr al-mawah, that clear disbelief. He said that is the asl, that is the origin. He said the hakim, as we know, the meaning of the hakim is the Muslim leader. He's the one who's in charge, he's the one who's in authority. And this mas'ala, this particular issue, this matter, he says of that which the ulama have mentioned, is here in obedience to whether it be al-hakim, whether it be by the ittifaq, or the ta'yeen, or the tahleeb. He says it doesn't matter, it's here in obedience to the Muslim leader, it doesn't matter if it's an agreement of what has taken between those who agreed to make him the Muslim leader by specifying him, or if it's done by what they call a tahleeb, or it's done by force, by it was done for the leader was put in charge by force. He says, still at the end of the day, it's here in obedience to Wulat al-Amr, whether it be that one, whether it be, by the way, like you said, a ta'yeen, or maybe a tahleeb. Still, it's incumbent upon the individual to have hearing obedience to the Muslim. For a person, like you said, that he worships Allah, يَتَعَبُدُ اللَّهِ بِطَاعَتِهِ وَسَمْعِهِ, that he worships Allah by hearing and obedience to the Muslim. And it even doesn't matter if the Muslim leader, if he falls into oppression himself, or does he yasrif, or yadlim, or yadlim, or yakhud al-amwal. It doesn't matter whether he oppresses, or steals, or if even, if he might hit your back, or take your money. We still have to have obedience to the Muslim leader, or to the leader. As far as what the Muslim, or the hakim, the Muslim leader does, of sins, that's between him and Allah. That's the name of the Bayn al-Rabbin. It's between him and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But however, it's still incumbent upon you that you have sam' and ta'a for the wulat al-amr. That you are here in obedience to the Muslim leader. Due to a hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, وَإِنْ أَخَذَ مَالَكَ وَطَلَبَ ظَهْرَكَ فَاسْمَعْ وَطِعْ. He says, even if he takes your money, or he hits you or slights your back, he says that you have to hear and obey to the Muslim leader. Then, except, as we know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made that exception. He says, إِلَّا أَن يَرَقُ فَمْ بَوَاحٍ. Except that he sees that clear disbelief, clear, he's saying, as a kufr bawah. He says that even from the aspect of the Nusus al-Shar'iyya, that which we want to talk about, of those current events that has taken place in Egypt, he says, لا شك أنها فتنة. No doubt, it's fitna what's going on in Egypt. He says, because due to the fact, يَعْنَنَا لَا نَدْرِي. He says, for that reason, he says, been mixed. Every person has been righteous, and everybody that's what? Not righteous, been mixed. He says, because everyone, كُلٌّ يَدْعِيَ لَبَعْ الْحَقِّ. He says, every person claims this upon the truth. The other good you need is Za'ab and Riyas, and all of them want to be in charge, and they all want leadership, and they all want power. Some of them are upon the truth, some of them are what? Some of them are oppressors. It's a Usaf Kathir al Jiddah. So many different types of people. Mixed. He said, for that reason, also to fitna. The origin of fitna is that a person does not participate. He does not participate. He says he goes in, he participates with them, this one? No. And he goes in, he must participate with this one? No. The Prophet ﷺ says specifically, تَكُلَ الْفِتْنَةِ There will be fitna. He says, for every time the zaman or the times becoming closer and closer, he says, fitna becoming more and increasing more. All of the dudes are the closest of the times coming up due to the later times that we're in. He said, now the fitna is increasing. Every time it's becoming larger and bigger, and fitna is growing. And that's due to the Prophet ﷺ himself in the hadith where he said, Al-Qa'id fiha khayrun min al-Qa'id. That the person who sits down in the fitna is better than the one who stands. And he says also, why? Because of ru'ya, especially during the times when it's not clear. And also the Prophet ﷺ also said, he said also, Al-Qa'id is better than one that's al-mashi. That the person that sits in the fitna is better than the one who walks in it. And also better than one khayrun min as-sa'i. And the one who sits, or the one who stands, better than the one who walks towards it. And also another narration says, al-waqif khayrun min al-mashi. The one who stops is better than the one who walks to it. He says that even another narration that comes, al-mutaqi khayrun min al-qa'i. Now also a person that lays better than the one that stands, or better than the one that sits. He says, why does the Prophet ﷺ give all these descriptions? What's the reason for him giving all these descriptions alayhi salatu wasalam? Al-Qa'id, wal-Mashi, wal-Sa'i. He said, all three of these yadullu ala al-Musharaka. He says, Al-Qa'id, wal-Mashi, wal-Sa'i. The one who's sitting, the one who's walking, and the one who sits out. All of them indicate towards participating. Sharing is out of the fitna. He says, hey, groin. That fitna groin, because why? Why the Prophet said that? Because it could be with so-and-so. It could be with so-and-so, then the person will be inclined towards him. Or it might be with so-and-so, and he's inclined towards him also. All this fitna, all of it, is upon a Muslim who is smoking, his position is to stay away from him. Doesn't it participate in it? Not by statements, not by actions, not by al-i'tisamat, not by al-mubaharat, not by statements, not by actions, not by protesting, not by marching, things of that nature. He doesn't participate. And like this, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also talked about the first fitna. The first fitna was between the Sahaba. He says the first fitna was between the Sahaba. He said, now, he said, how? Between Ali, what happened with Ali and Muawiyah? What happened between Ali and Muawiyah? Fitna. He said, now the Sahaba is our Rabb. Ya Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. How the fitna took place between the Sahaba. And that the Sahaba and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that he will leave al-Halim hayranin. They will leave the one who's forbearing and bewilderment. Why? He says, ask the Sahaba why? Because from them who's going with Ali, and from them who's going with Ali, from the companions of the Messenger of Allah, and from them who stood and just stopped, fell back. Now Ali will not be Ali. What's the natija? What was the end outcome? After that, all of the Sahaba, all of them at the end of the fitna, those who were with Muawiyah, those who were with Ali, all of them, when we came to the end of the fitna, they wished that they were the third prophet, or the third, those who just refrained and stayed away from the fitna. To stay away. They didn't participate. They did not participate. Rather, it's incumbent upon us to make and ask Allah and make invocation for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that he removes from those brothers that may tested in Nusr to rectify them and yakshif, remove that harm of that which they're in now. But we do not participate. Rather, we fall back, like we said, and we stay away. He said, for that reason, he said, this is the mokif of a Muslim during this time of fitna. Well, that which is a period. When you hear some people, they curse in Abdullah, the Muslim leader in this Nusr, Hassan Mubarak, they see some people cursing him. Some people cursing at him, calling him out to the end of it. Saying they say these statements. And you see what is going on due to this fitna, where people's money are being transgressed upon, people's wealth are being transgressed upon, people's cars are being transgressed upon, people's property is being what? Transgressed upon. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, As-sa'id ma'jallabul fitna. That the one who is happy and the one who will be happy is the one who stays away from the fitna, stays far away from it, with the supplication to Allah ta'ala to protect our brothers. Our brothers there, and to gather the Muslims, their kalima upon one. For the issue.
البعض يعترض يقول كيف تقول نسمع ونطيع ونتعبد الله عز وجل بهذا السمع والطاعة؟ يقول لا، هذا قولنا. وطيب العبادة، العبادة يعني أمر يحبه الله تبارك وتعالى. إذا هل أنتم سمعكم وطاعتكم لهؤلاء الحكام الظالم أمر محبوب؟ يقول لا، لا يلزم. ونحمد الله عز وجل أن التاريخ مليان، وكما قيل السعيد من اتعظ بغيره، والشقي من كان واعظه في نفسه أو من نفسه. التاريخ مليان. الآن لو سألنا سؤالا قلنا حسن مبارك ظالم، خلاص الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي ظالم، أيهما أكثر ظلما؟ من؟ لماذا؟ لأنه منذ ذلك القرن إلى يومنا هذا إذا أرادوا أن يضربوا مثلا بالظالم يقول فلان سيم سيم حجاج، يعني صار هو الأصل، الحجاج هو الأصل للظلم. ومع ذلك يا أخوان، هل الصحابة خرجوا على الحجاج؟ هل التابعون خرجوا على الحجاج؟ لا، وإمامهم يؤذن العشاء. نعيد وراء الأذان ونكمل القصة. الحجاج وإمامهم الحسن البصري رحمة الله عليه ما خرج، بل كانوا يأمرون الناس بالسمع والطاعة. حجاج، نعم، السمع والطاعة. هل كان الحسن البصري والمؤمنون يحبون الحجاج؟ لا. إذن لماذا السمع لا يلزم؟ ليس هناك تلازم بين السمع والطاعة وبين المحبة، لا. نسمع ونطيع، لأنه أمر الله وأمر الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. نسمع ونطيع حتى لا تقع الفتنة، نسمع ونطيع حتى لا يكون شر أعظم، ولكن لا نحبه، لا نحبه. حتى أحمد بن حنبل رحمه الله لما سئل عن الحجاج قال لا نحبه ولا نسبه. لا إله إلا الله، كيف؟ لا نحبه ولا نسبه. هذا الموقف، هذا هو الموقف. احنا الآن حسني مبارك ظالم، لا نحبه لكن لا نسبه. لماذا؟ لأنه هو الحاكم، له السمع وله الطاعة، هكذا النصوص الشرعية. دين يا عم، عندنا دين ندين لله عز وجل به، ما هو لأجل حسن مبارك ولا لأجل حسن مبارك. الحسن البصري رحمه الله كان ينادي أيام الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي يقول عليكم بالسمع والطاعة، وكان يقول الحاكم ظل الله في أرضه، الحاكم سوط الله وعقاب الله وبلاء الله في أرضه وخلقه وعباده. أعظم من هذا فيه؟ الحاكم هو البلاء. الله عز وجل يبتلي الناس بهذا الحاكم الظالم. البلاء يا أخوان كيف يدفع؟ ما موقفنا إذا نزل البلاء؟ مظاهرات، سب، نشتم، نخرج، ولا نقول يا الله؟ إيش موقف المسلم من البلاء؟ الدعاء، الصبر، نصبر على البلاء وندعو الله تبارك وتعالى. فلذلك كان يقول هذا الحجاج عقاب من الله لكم، بلاء من الله جل وعلا، والبلاء لا يدفع بالسيف، البلاء سيف، سيف مع سيف فتنة. يقول وبلاء الله لا يدفع بالسيف وإنما يدفع بالتوبة والدعاء إلى الله عز وجل. نحن ندعو الله أن يرفع البلاء، ندعو الله أن يأخذ الظالم، وهذا أخبر به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حاكم ظالم إيش نعمل؟ قال اصبروا، اصبروا حتى يستريح بر أو مستراحة من فاجر. يعني عليك بالصبر والدعاء حتى الله يأخذه فأنتم تستريحوا. لكن ما ينفع سيف مع سيف، خروج مع خروج، عناد مع عناد، ما ينفع. هذا يزيد الشر شرا ويزيد البلاء بلاء. ومثل ما قلنا كلما اقترب الزمان الفتن تزيد. لماذا؟ واي أنصر، ليش الفتن تزيد في آخر الزمان؟ تعالى عن عصر النبوة. قل العلم، لا شك المسألة عصر النبوة العلم. فكلما اقترب الناس من الآخرة قل العلم، لذلك الفتن تكثر، ما يقفون الموقف الشرعي الصح. مثل ما نسمع اليوم كثير من يعني المشايخ الطرق والأحزاب إيش يقولون؟ حتى واحد كبير جدا لعلكم تعرفونه أبو يوسف القرضاوي أمس طلع في التلفزيون إيش يقول؟ يقول أناشد وأطلب من جميع الأئمة يوم جمعة، يعني يا إمام المساجد كل أنكم بعد الخطبة خذوا المصلين وروحوا ساحة التحرير. مصر 80 مليون. الإمام يخطب يعلم الناس، هو يقول بعد الخطبة خذ المصلين. طب كيف يأخذ الغنم؟ خذ المصلين واذهب بهم إلى ميدان التحرير. هو وين يوسف القرضاوي؟ في قصر في قطر، جنسية قطر هنا في الجيل، قصر في قطر محترم، مليونير في قطر، يقول للمصريين المساكين اذهبوا إلى ميدان التحرير حتى تقع الفتنة. مصيبة يا أخوان. فلذلك العلم لا شك قلب، ونحمد الله عز وجل مما يتميز به الإنسان السني السلفي أنه متبع الآثار. والله لا نحبهم لكن لا نسبهم. شوف الأدب، شوف الدين. أحمد بن محمد قال لا نسبهم ولا نحبهم. ما نحبه لأنه ظالم، وما نسبه لأنه أمر الرسول، ما هو لأجل الحجاج، لا، اتباعا لرسول الله. قال لا تسبوهم ولا تشتموهم ولا تخرجوا عليهم، هذا كله أمر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، ما هو لأجل الحجاج ولا لأجل حسن مبارك ولا اتباع الرسول. أسأل الله أن يجنبنا وإياكم.
طولنا في السؤال. يا كنت أقول أن هذا هو أتوقع أن هذا سيكون سؤال من أغلب الناس.
الحمد لله.
إذا قلت عليك الله يعتبر قلت عليك.
لا أبدا أنا يعني أبدا لا الحمد لله ما في شيء يزعجنا. هذا العلم في والفقه في الدين ما يزعج الناس أبدا. بس أنا جابون الإخوان على تعب. وين الإخوان؟ هنا موجودون حتى ما مو موجودين نتكلم. نأخذ راحتنا نتكلم. ليش هنا؟ هم لأنه خرجنا من الليل وبعدين ما نمنا وإلى الآن ما في نوم. يعني نايت وداي ماكو نوم. نكمل. لكن والله الذي لا إله إلا هو، الإنسان لما دخل ويشوف الإخوان كذا جاء النشاط يا أخوان. أذكر شيخنا محمد جميل غازي، تعرفونه؟ شيخ محمد جميل غازي رحمة الله عليه، مات رحمه الله قديما. هذا يعني دقيق جدا وعميق جدا مع الصوفية. حتى لما واحد مرة من زمان كنا في مجلس الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز في منى، فواحد يقول قال الحكام حنا نحن حاكمنا فرعون. فقال له هذا محمد جميل، الشيخ محمد جميل رحمة الله عليه، قال أنتم متصوفة يقال صوفي. قال يس. قال الصوفية كل الصوفية يقولون فرعون كل. ليش الصوفية عندهم أن فرعون مؤمن، ما عندهم شك في إيمان فرعون. فرعون مؤمن، هذا عند الصوفية. فقالوا أنت ليش أعلان على الحاكم وتقول الحاكم فرعون؟ أنتم في مذهبكم فرعون مؤمن قل، إذا لماذا تسبون الحاكم؟ رحمة الله يعني. فمرة آخر سنة يعني حج فيها وكان مريضا جدا مريض، لكن موعد الدرس كان عليه في مخيم الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز في منى رحمة الله عليه كلهم. فجاء جيء به يعني جابوه من حق المخيم، والله تو واحد من هنا واحد من هنا مسكين تعبان مريض.
جاء وجلس وبعدين قال أستأذنكم. أنا قلت لكم أستأذنكم أرفع رجلي. هو قال أنا أستأذنكم أضطجع لأنه مريض جدا. كلهم قالوا كيف اضطجع يا شيخ؟ فاضطجع هكذا على جنب والسماعة ودوها عنده. ألقى الكلمة ألقى الدرس. وبعدين جاءت الأسئلة. السؤال الأول جاوب، السؤال الثاني كله هكذا مضطجع، السؤال الثالث السؤال كذا. بعدين جاء سؤال يا شيخ أعطينا فكرة موجزة عن الصوفية. قال ما جلس والله، وقف وأخذ السماعة الصوفية وتكلم لمدة 45 دقيقة عن الصوفية. قال الآن شفيت، المرض راح. رحمة الله عليه رحمة واسعة. هذه قصة جميلة للشيخ، وأعرف أن الناس تحب القصص. لا يقولون سئل عبد الله بن المبارك رحمة الله عليه رحمة واسعة، طبعا تعرفون عبد الله رحمه الله، اسمه عبد الله بن المبارك، تعرفونه اسمه مبارك وفعله مبارك وعمره مبارك وعلمه مبارك وكله مبارك. هذا قال ابو الذهبي رحمه الله، كله مبارك. هذا الرجل كان شديد الحب، لف يعني لف لف هكذا لمن؟ للنبي والصحابة. كان شديد الحب للنبي والصحابة، حتى أنه قيل له، كانوا يقولون له والله لو رآك محمد لأحبك. شوف الشهادة يا أخوان، عبد الله المبارك يشهد له الناس أنه أنت لو رآك محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام لأحبك. عبد الله بن المبارك كان دائما يجلس في خلوة، فقيل له ما تستوحش؟ يعني ما تشعر بالوحشة بالوحدة؟ دائما ألون ألون ألون، ما تخالط الناس ما تجلس مع الناس؟ قال لا، كيف؟ قال أنا ما لست I am not one no أنا مع النبي والنبي والصحابة. كان كل أقرأ حديث النبي وحديث الصحابة وأنا أعيش معهم، أشعر قلبي يشعر وكأنه معه. الشاهد قيل له، وكان إمام في الزهد، قيل له هل بقي من زينة الدنيا شيء؟ يعني في هذا الزمان يا أخوان، في ذلك الزمان، هل بقي من زينة الدنيا ولذة الدنيا شيء؟ قال نعم شيء واحد. قيل وما ذاك؟ قال لقاء الأخوة في الله. عندما تلتقي مع الأخوة في الله، هذه هي الماء الوحيد اللي باقي من الزينة واللذة التي كانت في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. فنشرك لقاء الأخوان، خاصة الإنسان لما يشوف، خاصة عندكم أنتم هنا وفي أوروبا حقيقة، وأنا قلتها مرارا، لأنه الأبيض موجود، الأسود موجود، العربي موجود، العجمي موجود، الطويل موجود، ما في صلة. إيش اللي جمعكم؟ يعني إحنا في الكويت نقول ما شاء الله إحنا برادرز في الله، أخوة في الله، أخوة في الله. هذا ابن عمي، هذا ابن خالي، هذا ابن فلان، هذا ابن، كلنا نعرف بعض. لكن هنا ما في معرفة، فما الذي جمعنا؟ نرجو أن يكون اجتماعنا في الله جل وعلا. فلا شك ينشط الإنسان. تفضل أنت السبب. ما تمسك السماعة ولا نأخذها منك كل شوي. تبدأ ولا أبدأ؟
As the Sheikh goes on to say about the fitna, he says a person asks, why? Why is the sami' al-ta'a a worship? Consider worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hearing and obedience to wulat al-amr. Why is it considered worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's considered the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by hearing and obeying to Muslim leader? He said, nah. هذا هو قولنا. This is our statement. He says, al-ibad. Nah, worship of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has commanded us to hear and obey to the Muslim leader. So the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we worship Allah. We draw close to Allah by hearing and obeying to the Muslim leader. Even henceforth. He says, what is real? Now pertaining to the Muslim ruler and the hukam and the wulat al-amr. That when we hear and we obey to those leaders, the Muslim leaders, he says, to consider the amr al-mahbub. It's an affair and it's a command, it's love of Allah. So for that reason, we will say that yansab, as we're going to talk about inshallah, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, as it comes in all the early history. History is filled with an. You find that the history is filled of all these type of events. He says that, you know what's the best thing to say? The best thing to do is when a person takes heed by other people that have fallen to their mistakes. That a person takes heed by people who have preceded you and fallen to those mistakes. And he also takes an exhortation in himself. So, shakhs, a sa'eed al-ladhi yadhir, he says, any person, he says, he takes into consideration of ibrah with himself. So we ask now the question, Husn Mubarak. Dhalim, Husn Mubarak is going to Egypt. He's an oppressor. He says, now I'll ask you a question. Was it Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, al-Thaqafi, was he an oppressor and a great oppressor and a tyrannical ruler? During the time, then he also, he says, now, I want to compare y'all to Husn Mubarak. Now we're going to look at Husn Hijjaj, a Thaqafi. Who would you say is worse? And the brothers, I think, gave the answer here. They said, Hijjaj and Yusuf, of course, is worse.
Sheikh, how do you say that Yusuf, Hijjaj, قتل بعض الصحابة?
يذكر في التاريخ، تعرف التاريخ. احتاج تمحص.
طيب. So we ask now, who is more worse, Husn Mubarak؟
لو ما قتل كان سببا في قتله.
كان سببا في قتله.
ممكن. بس يعني ما نجزم لكن.
So we say, who's worse, Yusuf Hijjaj al-Thaqafi or Husn Mubarak؟ And the brothers all agreed and they said, nah, Yusuf Hijjaj al-Thaqafi was way worse. He said, for that reason, he says, if you wanted to set an example who's truly an oppressive or a tyrannical ruler, then look to Yusuf Hijjaj al-Thaqafi. Look to him. And he said, despite of all of that, him being even worse, more tyrannical, even more oppressive, you still see the Sahaba never went out against him. You never find the Tabi'een, they never went out against him. You never find any of them ever going out against him. He was way worse than Husn Mubarak. He says, look at the Imam of Hassan Basri. Hassan Basri didn't even go out against Yusuf Hijjaj al-Thaqafi. Rabbi Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, he commanded Yaqub al-Sami' al-Ta'a, al-Hajjaj. Hassan Basri, he commanded, he said, I'm here in obedience to al-Hajjaj. Now, He says, but Hassan Basri, he used to envy that he used to love Hajjaj. No. Did the Mu'min used to love Hajjaj? No. But however, we want to clarify to the ikhwah that we say, Laysa Bain, Laysa Bain Talazum, Bain Asim'in Bata'ala and Mahabba. There's no Talazum. It does not necessitate just because a hearer obeys to an individual that he has to love. Because why do we hear and obey to that leader? Because it's a command from Allah and the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there would be no fitna. So there wouldn't be no evil. So there wouldn't be any types of hurtful. There wouldn't be no type of evil. He says, look to the Savior. If you look to the Savior, even the Sahaba, how come we don't love him? Look to what Imam Ahmad said in his statement. And Imam Ahmad said, listen to what he says. He says, نُطِيعُهُ we hear and obey to him. He said, لَا نُحِبُهُ وَلَا نُسُبُهُ. Imam Ahmad said, he said that we don't love him, but however, we do not criticize and mock and ridicule him either. We don't say we love him, but at the same time, we do not mock and ridicule and defile and defame them also, and speak ill about him and talk bad about him. He said, that is the mawqif of the Muslim, Husn Mubarak. But we don't say we love him, we do not criticize, and we do not go out against him, and do we not mark, we do not talk about him, defame him. He says, a moment is just like this. Why? Because the Muslim, he submits to the nusus, to the text of the Prophet ﷺ. He says that this is what we profess Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, as far as this, he said, this is the deen. This is the deen of Allah. Have a deen. This is the religion. This is what we do, this is what we profess, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by. Hassan Basri used to call our gang united. Alaykum as-sami' wa ta'a. Hassan Basri used to call out upon you to hear in obedience to the leader. And he also always say, كَانْ يَقُولَ الْحَاكِمْ ظِلُّ اللَّهُ ظِلُّ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْضٍ وَصَوْتُ اللَّهُ وَعِقَابُ اللَّهُ وَبَلَاءُ اللَّهُ فِي أَرْضِهِ وَخَلْقِهِ تَأَلَّمُ. He said that the hakim, the Muslim ruler, is Allah's shadow in the earth, and it's also Allah's whip in the earth, and it is also Allah's punishment in the earth, and it is also Allah's trial and tribulation in the earth, in the earth and in the creation, and to the people. Why? Because the Muslim leader, he is the trial and tribulation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tried you. He has tried you. With these people, he tries with the Muslim leader. How is it removed, the oppression? If the trial and tribulation descends, is it by Allah halal? Is it by going out and doing protests and marching and making sibad and shetim and khuluj? Is it going out and i'tisamat, Allah halal, protesting and marching and ridiculing and mocking on the minbar and going against the Muslim leader? No, right? It's what? A dua. His house, he said, no. Raise his fitna by what? By making supplication and invocation. And also being patient for the trial and tribulation that Allah has sent it upon us. Why did us exactly what the people did by Hajjaj to Yusuf, who was far more worse than Muslim? Why is they consider a punishment of Allah for you? Rather, they would say, what? These people are as a punishment of Allah for you. This is what punishment of Allah, due to your own hands. A trial and a tribulation, due to your own hands for you. Why? But is it removed by the safe? Is it taken by the sword? Is it removed by the sword? Is it removed by mocking and criticizing and protesting and marching to the end of it? He says, no. Rather, the only thing that can be taken away, the oppression in the earth by the Muslim rulers and the Muslim leaders, is by making tawbah with ourselves. And making repentance with ourselves. And making dua to Allah to be with the Allah. And making supplication to Allah to be with the Allah. As the Prophet ﷺ has said in the hadith, as he says of that one, he says, what do we do if we have this hajj? The Prophet ﷺ in hadith, he says, be patient. He says, until you be patient, Allah ta'ala will take the zalim. He said, this sari'un min. He says, habat salah. Have to be rescued from that person leader, or the person who's a mu'min, who's a believer, when he dies, the gulf, or the person who's righteous, will be at ease, he will rest in his death. Or if he takes the Muslim ruler, he will be laid at rest from his evil. He said, for that reason, a person doesn't go out with a sword, and stubbornness with stubbornness, and evil with evil, and going together against another. He said, because this does not increase the evil, it's something more evil. And he says, for a reason, that's why we mentioned that now previously. He says, كُلَّمَا يَقْتَرِبْ the Zaman. He says, more and more that the days become closer and closer and closer. He says, as we know, fitna is going to increase, trials and tribulations will increase. What's the reason? Why? Is that Sheikh asked, and some of the brothers gave that answer by saying, once, due to the fact that we've gone far away from the time of prophetichood or prophethood, that's the first reason. We have gone far away from the time of Nubuwa, prophethood, or the time of Prophet Sallallahu. And he said, the second thing is, he says, what? Little bit and lack of knowledge is another reason. That ilm now has become little. He says, now for that reason, look at the shari of the sah. He said, that knowledge that clarifies to us what will be the correct shari according to the Quran and the Sunnah position that is the most correct of that which we have to follow. He says, just as the text is clearly said for those who are through the Sufiya. He says, as we heard from the people of Sufiya, his name was Hamza Yusuf. He said that he called all the people together. All the Muslims at the Jum'ah, who took the Jum'ah? Yusuf al-Qardawi? Or is it Hamza Yusuf? Yusuf al-Qardawi, Ahsan. He says that Yusuf al-Qardawi. He said, for that reason, Yusuf al-Qardawi, that is, Yusuf al-Qardawi, he said, he gathered from all of the people. So he gathered there all of the people. He goes to the Muslims, he said, go all of them, go to the Maidan al-Tahrir. He says, from the number of about 8 million Muslims. Gathers up the Khatib, right up the Jum'ah. Gathers all the Muslims in this huge number. And he says, go to Maidan al-Tahrir. He says, he tells everybody to go to the field of that which is up in the battlefield. Go out. He says, and even he sits, he eats. He has, mashallah, he has a company passport, sitting in his nice house. Sitting with his nice car, sitting with his nice dunya that he has, and things of that nature. But even though he's sitting on his behind, enjoying and eating and resting with his company passport, he's telling all the people to go, participate in the fitna. Go out, participate, so it can increase some more fitna. He says, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he's made and facilitated for us, that we follow the athar. We follow all the athar. As like we said, just mention, reiterate again, لَا نَسُبُهُ وَلَا نُحِبُهُ. He says, we do not what? We do not defame, ridicule, or mock him, or criticize him, but at the same time, we don't love him. Because he is a what? He's a hacker. And for that reason, the Prophet ﷺ, he has said, he had commanded what? That we do not defame, or mock him, or go out against him. He says, just as what happened during the time of Hajjaj and Yusuf al-Taqam. Exactly the same thing. That which happened during the time of during that now, when you see none of the tabi'een of the Salaf without in this Muslim room. He said, now, obviously, after that, eventually, he said, he was talking about a friend of his, I forgot the name, ismu al-shaykh ladhi tawafa kan takallam fi.
Muhammad Jamil Ghazi, rahmatullah.
Muhammad Jamil Ghazi. He was talking about. The scholars that he had died is Muhammad Jamil al-Ghazi. And he asked some of the Sufia. He said they had cursed one of the Muslim rulers. They had cursed him. He said he's a Fir'aun. He said, Fir'aun. He said, but the Sufis is not one that they love him. He said, but them, he's a mu'min. He's a believer. So what are you really saying that the mu'min or the inhabitant is a Fir'aun? Well, y'all said that Fir'aun is okay. He's a believer. If y'all from the Sufiyah. He said, well, then we asked him. Then he mentioned that the next other, he mentioned Al-Adhar from Abdullah ibn Mubarak. And then he used to ask, see, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he used to always be an introvert. He used to say by himself a lot. And he used to ask, Ishmael to call up the Nas, why don't you mix with the people? Don't you feel alone by yourself? He said, no. He says, I have the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. I read in their books, and it's Ishmael with them. And I see what's going on. And then also Abdullah al-Mubarak, as Imam al-Dhahabi also said, Abdullah al-Mubarak, kulluhu mubarak. Everything was about him was blessed. As Imam al-Dhahabi said about Abdullah al-Mubarak. And also Abdullah al-Mubarak had Imam al-Zuhd. He was Imam and also in Zuhd. And he asked, he said a statement. He says, ma baqiya min zinat al-dunya. And nothing had remained from the decoration, the adornments of the dunya, except some things. Or except a thing. Nothing remains from the zina, the adornments of this dunya of this world, except one thing. He asked, what was that thing? He said, meeting with the brothers, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meeting with the brothers. He said, that is the one thing that remains of that which is what? For the affairs of the ladha, the adornments, and the pleasure of this dunya. He says, finally, he says, I've seen the brothers were white and black, tall, all to the head of the different nations. But, he says, and I'm in Kuwait, I know my uncle, I know them, I see my uncle, and I see my relatives, and I know them. What's the reason that has brought us together? What has united us and brought us together is that we're all together for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
عندي سؤال حق الإخوان. لا 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 أنا عندي سؤال. أنا عندي question for you. Okay. من يأخذ وقت أكثر أنا ولا هو في الترجمة؟
هو في الترجمة.
هو أكثر ها؟
نعم.
يجوز؟ انا اخذ 10 دقائق انت تاخذ 20 دقيقه هذا من شدة حرصه رحمه الله وإياه ما يجوز 10 minutes هذا العدل ولا لا بارك الله فيكم جميعا الله يجزاكم وإياكم الخير الله يوفقنا وإياكم
Father, we want to make an announcement. There's a Black Sonata, PA, HMP, 7041. It's black and many cars in the driveway, and it's about to be two. So we announce it to the brothers. This is Sonata. It's black in the driveway. This is the one. Was it 7:31? Now is the khilaf. Now the khilaf. Well, نفس السيارة لكن اللور رقم اللوحة اللي تضع خلف السيارة الأرقام مختلفة وإلا هي نفس السيارة. Black Sonata. HM1 says 7:41. One says 7:31. So it's the same car. But we ask the people whoever is blocking the driveway and it's about to be towed, so we ask the brothers if they can move it to second one.
بعض الناس يظن أن فرعون الصوفية غير فرعون الذي نعرفه لا هو نفسه نحن عندنا فرعون مثال للكفر وهم عندهم لا يعرفون هذا في الصوفية هذا مذهبهم
السبب أن أبا يزيد تعرفونه؟ قال له أبو يزيد البسطام، أبو يزيد البسطام، هذا وفاة سنة 287، طبعا تلميذه الحلاج الذي مات سنة 309. يعني قريب من عهد النبوة، القرن الثاني والقرن الثالث الهجري، لكن مصيبة. يقول أبو يزيد وهو طبعا شيخهم يعني الأوحد إمامهم الأكبر، يقول ما رأيت موحدا في السماء مثل إبليس، وما رأيت موحدا في الأرض مثل غضبان. يعني الموحد نمبر ون في السماء إبليس، نمبر ون في الأرض فرعون. مصيبة. طبعا شرحها يقول مهم موضوعنا، نرجع لموضوع الفتنة يا أخوان. إمامنا وإمام أهل السنة، وهذا أيضا قول الذهبي ما هو قولي أنا، عن أحمد بن محمد يقول هو إمامنا وإمام أهل السنة كله، أحمد بن محمد. أيضا تعرفون قصته مع الحكام. أحمد بن محمد عاصر من الحكام الظلمة المأمون والمعتصم والواثق، ثلاثة حكام وكل منهم ظالم ظلما عظيما. ليه؟ لأن المسألة ليس فقط الأموال والقصور، لا، المسألة تعدت إلى العقيدة. المأمون أراد أن يغير عقيدة الأمة بأن القرآن مخلوق والعقل مخلوق، فالعقل يقدم على القرآن، تقديم العقل على القرآن وعلى حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام على السنة. فجابوا مسألة القرآن أنه مخلوق، لابد أول يثبت أن القرآن مخلوق، ومن ثم مقارنة بين مخلوق وبين مخلوق. من الذي وقف؟ وقف الإمام أحمد، ووقف محمد بن نوح، ووقف نعيم بن حماد، ووقف أحمد بن نصر الخزاعي. وقف، نعم، اسمع وقطع، لا، هذا كفر. القرآن مخلوق كفر، والكفر لا سمع ولا طاعة. نعم أنت خليفة، أنت أمير، نسمع ونطيع، هذه المسألة لا، القرآن ليس مخلوق. طبعا سجنوا، عذبوا، قتلوا يا أخوان. لو الواحد يقرأ التاريخ والله ما يستطيع يبكي، يتألم. يقول ابن كثير رحمه الله فقامت في أمة محمد فتنة عمياء وداهية دهية وظلمة ظلمة. شوف الكلمات الثلاث كناية عن شدة الفتنة على الأمة، على أهل السنة، والغمة والظلم على أهل السنة على هذه المسألة أن القرآن مخلوق. عذبوا، سجنوا، تعرفون كيف مات نعيم بن حماد؟ وقطعه، قطع الاصبع، قطع الاصبع، قطع، قطع اليد، قطع هنا، قطع هنا بيسز، قطع، قطع هنا، قطع هنا، قطع ليش، قطع، قطعه إرما أكبر قطعة بهذا الحجم يا أخوان. عين ابن حمد ثم يمسك من رجله ويجر وهو مغمي عليه، يجرونه إلى السجن، وأراد المأمون أن يقتله بنفسه، ولكنه دعا الله تبارك وتعالى، ففي قبل الوصول بليلة واحدة الله عز وجل أهلك المأمون، مات المأمون قبل أن يصل لقتل أحمد رحمة الله عليه. هكذا فعلوا بأهل السنة. ومع ذلك الأخوان سبوهم؟ لا. شتموهم؟ لا. بل جاء أناس إلى أحمد، دخلوا عليه في السجن يا أخوان، تخيلوا إمام في السجن، فدخل عليه مجموعة من الشباب ويا قالوا يا أحمد، كلام سر بينه وبين أحمد، نستطيع الليلة أن نقتل الحاكم، كان فقط نبي نريد منك الإذن. أوكي أحمد، نقتل الحاكم، نقتل الظالم، هذا لو اليوم يا أخوان وأحد الزعماء، زعماء السياسة ولا زعماء الحركات، تعرفون اليوم الإسلام في حركات يسمونه حركات إسلامية، تعرفونه؟ حركة حركة أولوز حركة، ما في ثبات، ما في حركة حركة حركة، يريدون الكرسي، يريدون الكرسي. لو واحد من هؤلاء وقالوا لنا نستطيع نقتل الحاكم، ايش يقول؟ هو في السجن من زمان في السجن، واخوانه كلهم قتلوا امامه والدور عليه، ايش يقول؟ يقول كوكري اقتلوا حتى يخرج من السجن. لكن احمد ماذا فعل؟ قال ويحكم ويحكم، لا تفعلوا، ويحكم، إياكم، لا، نو. هذا الموقف يا أخوان، مع أنه معذب مسجون يمكن يقتل اليوم ولا بكرة الدور عليه، ومع ذلك لم يسمح بأن يقتل الحاكم. ثم قال والله لو أعلم أن لي دعوة واحدة مستجابة عند الله لجعلتها في الحاكم. مسألة خطيرة يا أخوان، مسألة الفتنة، مسألة الحكام. هذا شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله، ودائما يقولون مشايخنا إذا جاءك العلم عن شيخ الإسلام، يعني إذا شيخ الإسلام بحث المسألة ثم أعطاك الزبدة عض عليها بالنواجذ. كلام شيخ الإسلام. يقول شيخ الإسلام: تتبعت كل خروج على الحاكم، تتبعت كل خروج، يعني عبر التاريخ كل خروج حصل في الأمة على الحاكم، يقول نظرت فيه ودرسته وبحثت فيه، يقول فما وجدت خروجا، ما في أي خروج على الحاكم جاء بخير، وإنما قد تولد من الشر ما هو أعظم من الشر الذي كان قبل ذلك. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اسمع وأطع. النبي ما يحب الظلم يا أخوان. النبي محمد يقول لك أنت تضرب ويؤخذ مالك، اصبر، يعرف النتائج ما هي. وهذه قد بحثها شيخ الإسلام من القرن الأول الهجري يا أخوان إلى زمانه، إلى القرن الثامن الهجري. فنتعب بالتاريخ. أنا أعلم أنه في ناس عندهم حماس يقول لا لابد نغير مبارك أوت، مبارك أوت، لكن إيش راح يحصل في البلد؟ فتنة يا أخوان، والله يقتل بعضهم بعض، كل راح يقوم يقول أنا الرئيس، أنا الحاكم. الأخوان المسلمين يريدون الحكم، الناصريون يريدون الحكم، الوفد يريدون الحكم. نعم، 15 حزب كل معارض في مصر، كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون يريدون الحكم لهم. الصوفية، النصارى، النصارى إلى الآن شوف ساكتين في مصر، ما في شيء، ينتظرون النتائج ما هي. لكن أيضا النصارى سيفعلون، وقد خرجوا في زمن السادات، خرجوا بالسلاح من الكنائس، عندهم أسلحة. فالمسألة لا شك خطيرة، أسأل الله أن يعصمنا وإياكم. متى تصلون العشاء؟ بس أخبرني عشان أنا أريد أصل المغرب قبل العشاء. الصلاة وين تصلون؟ هنا ولا في مكان ثاني؟
لا ما أدري الشيخ على اللي ذوق هذي مستعدون للصلاة الحادية البلاد، أقول إذا صلهم هل يريدون ذلك؟
هو يعني ها؟ طيب. المهم أخبروني قبل حتى أصل المغرب.
طيب.
لا تفاجئوا. يمكن بعض الناس بيروح البيت ولا شيء تعبان. ما شاء الله خلاص إلى الصبح يا أخوان. قبل العشاء.
طيب أهم شيء أنا لأن أخبرك بأنك تصل المغرب
قبل أن نؤدي العشاء. قبل أي العشاء. استعد لقبل العشاء.
طيب هذا أهم شيء أنا أخبرك
به. بارك الله.
He said that the Sufiya, the Sheikh goes on to say about talking about the Sufiya, he's talking about Bali instead of Fir'aun to be good. So going back to the example during the time of why is this their madhab? He said, do y'all know a person, an individual's name is Abu Yazid al-Bastami. He died, he says, during the time, he says, was 287. He says, around the time, he says, 287. He says, he was the Tilmidh of Al-Hillad.
No, Sheikh.
هو شيخه.
الحلاج هو التلميذ.
الحلاج هو التلميذ.
أيه.
الحلاج الذي يقول أنا الله وسبحاني ما في الجبة غير الله، سبحاني سبحاني ما أعظم شاني يقول.
He says if you look today at how he was around the tower of the house of Nubuwa, they were close. He said during that time, he said he was the Sheikh Abu Yazid al-Bistar. He said he was considered al-Awhad al-Akbar. He was the big major Sheikh. He says, I haven't seen in the sky a Muwahid in the sky who's considered a Muwahid than Iblis.
واحد.
I have not seen a Muwahid in the sky. I have not seen a Muwahid in the sky person upon Tawheed or upon monotheism or in Iblis.
تعرفون ليه؟ لماذا؟
You know why?
يقول يقول لأنه قيل له اسجد لآدم فقال لا أسجد إلا لله. السجود لغير الله شرك وهو موحد. شر البلية ما يضحك. فرعون يقول هدد بالنار وهدد بالإغراق، أنه لا يقول هذه الكلمة أنا ربكم الأعلى، لأنه هذه وحدة الوجود، هذه عقيدة وحدة الوجود. قال لا أرجع، نقتلك. قال اقتلني، فتحمل الغرق والقتل في سبيل كلمة التوحيد.
But he said that the Abu was Abu Yazid was Tom.
لذلك رحمه الله قال الآن شفيت.
But he said Abu Yazid al-Bustam. He said he said
Al-Bustami.
Al-Bustami.
Abu Yazid al-Bustam. له قبر يعني يزورونه بالمئات بالآلاف، مزار عظيم جدا في مصر. نعم يزورونه.
So that they have a grave of Abu Yazid al-Bustami. Abu Yazid
وثن يعبد.
He said he was an idol that people worship in Egypt. He says a grave that people goes around in Egypt worshiping his grave. He said to these days and times. So Abu Yazid al-Awhad al-Akbar, he said in the statement, he said, I have not seen a person who was upon Tawheed in the sky. He said, more than peace. He said, I have not seen a person who was upon Tawheed in the earth, more than fi'an. He said, Wa'idha billah. He said, we don't want to get too far off to the left. He said, we were talking about going back to what happened, or we were talking about a discussion of what happened in Mosul. He says, Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmed, rahmatullah alayh, he says he used the Imam or Imam Al-Imma, Imam Ahl Sunnah. He says, y'all know his story with the Hakam. Y'all know his story with the Muslim rulers. And he also lived during the time of those Muslim rulers, of that oppression, the severe oppression. Not only was it during the oppression of Khalifa al-Ma'mun, when he was oppressed by Al-Wathiq Billah, Al-Mu'tasim Billah, and also Al-Wathiq Billah. He was oppressed by those Muslim rulers who were from, started off with Khalifa al-Ma'mun, then it was Al-Wathiq, then it was Mu'tasim Billah, then it was Wathiq. All of them were severe oppression. Happened from them, it was severe, tyrannical oppressors. And he said it wasn't just in money. It had nothing to do with money. Not in dunya, mal, siyarat, or anything in the dunya. And nothing even to do with that of the affairs, the mundane or worldly affairs. He said, well, it was worse than that. It went and transgressed the affairs of aqidah. It transgressed the affairs of the aqidah, creed, and firm belief of a Muslim. When they was forcing the people to say, al-Qawli Qabla al-Qur'an, the statement of saying that the Qur'an was created. And that also the intellect expresses of the Quran and the Hadith of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Saying that the Quran was created. And the Aql, in comparison of that which is created with that which is also created, to the things of that fitnah. And during the times of the scholars who attested, from Muhammad ibn Nuh, and Nu'aym ibn Hamad, and also from Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Khuzai. He said, all of them, when came during the time of that time, was saying of that, that the statement of the Quran was created, and also likewise when it happened to say that the Aql, the intellect expresses it over the Wahi, or the Quran and the Sunnah. They said to them, this mas'ala, I'm talking about where we're in right now. It's not talking about dunya. He said, rather, they said, no, this is kufr. Now, this is clear kufr. What they say to the khalif or the hukam, what they say is clear. Clear kufr. Clear disbelief. We're not hearing and obeying, because they hear and obey. Here, it's only one condition at one. It'll be what? This has to be the condition of the exception was made in hadith that is clear kufr. This is clear kufr right here. He says that if you see during the time, and we want to also give what happened to the next khalifa, in this particular matter, he says that those scholars that were punished and was put inside of jail. If you look to all during the time of the tarikh, on the time of the Ibn Kathir, that said, what he said about this fitna. He said that this qala to fitna fi ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fitna to the amya, wa dahya, wa ghulma to ghulma. He said that stood in the fitna that was one fitna to the amya.
Amya?
He said that was blind fitna. He says that also that was severe blackness. And also like that was severe oppression. All this is kinai an shiddati of ghulma, of ghulm, wa fitna. All these words in Ghumma, all these different words is to give you, to let you know, and to give you a type of way of thinking to know the severity and the magnitude of the fitna that was going on, and that was taking place, and that darkness that was taking place. He said that the Quran, he said the Quran was created to the element, the Ilu al-Hamad. The Mu'tasim cut up his whole body, cut up his body, cut up his arms. Cut up his fingers, cut them off. قطعه, قطعه, قطعه. He said he cut it, 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 cut his fingers, cut it. Then he gave an instance of saying how his arm, he said that the measurement of how he had cut his arm, the severity of his punishment. Of that you know what type of punishment they were given. He says Ahmed ibn Nasr was punished, he was killed. Muhammad ibn Nur, he was a miskin, he was small. He was punished, he was killed by being tortured. He said, Ahmed ibn Hanbal was also what? He was also, he was beaten and he was whipped. And so he went, he used to pass out. And they used to drag him while he was also what? Even though at the time he was still blacked out, they even dragged him while he was still knocked out. But he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved. He says that in one night, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed Khalifa al-Ma'mun, he removed him. He died. Until the fitna was passed, then the fitna had moved to Mu'tasim. It was passed on to Mu'tasim. And what he did about Ahl al-Sunnah, what he had did of oppression, and you will see, that even though all this was taking place, all this fitna was taking place, people being tortured and tortured, you never seen any of them criticize the Hadith. You never seen any of them make a mockery of the leader. You never seen anything of his life. Rather, they came to Imam Ahmed while he was in jail. He was in prison. He said there was some strong Shabbat, there was some strong youth that came to Imam Ahmed while he was in jail. And he said to them, he whispered, it was in one night, they came to them, they came to Imam Ahmed. He says that, and he said this particular night they whispered to Imam Ahmed, Qalam al-Siri. He said to him in secret, he said, we can kill the Muslim ruler tonight if you want. He said, the equipment is ready, the weapons are ready, everything is ready. Everything is ready. All we need from you is this permission. That's it. We can take them out. We can kill that hacker and all the 50 will come out of jail. He says today, he says, you know, all of that which was taking place. He says today, these days and times, you see that which is from the Zu'ama, Siyasa, those who are in charge of leadership, that which you call Harakat Islamiya, those movements, or people they call them movements of Islam, things of that nature. He says, do you know who they are? He says, all they want is the kursi. All they want is to be in charge. That's all they want. All they want is to be in charge and an authority. That's it. He says, if you see the answer of what we're going to say right now, look to what happened during the time of Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad, he said, look, we can kill the hacker for you in one night. And everything will be finished. Imam Ahmad said in reply to them, Wayhak, woe to you, woe to you, woe to you. He said, don't do it. He said, I warn you. He said, look at Imam Ahmad, punished, tortured, put in jail, tortured. He said, don't kill the hacker, don't kill the leader. And then he said in his famous dua, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, Lo anani a'raf ala du'at, wa da'u mustajaba la da'itu hadhihi al-hakim. And he said in that famous adhan, he said, that if it was for a no, that I would know there was a supplication that would be answered, I would have made it for the Muslim woman. He says, well, he knows of what thing that can take place, which you see now. He said, "Akhi, the fair of fitna and the hukam and the Muslim ruler." He said, "All this is what's coming. You see, Shaykh al-Islam even said, where you know they say, as a ulama, they said that if Shaykh al-Islam says something in the masala, and he does this by all the research, he says, he'll give you that sutta, and if he gives you that statement, he says, bite upon it with your bull teeth, what Shaykh al-Islam says. Shaykh al-Islam said in a statement, to tabak." He said that I scrutinized the text for everything that took place in history when people went out against the Muslim ruler and went to fight against the Muslim ruler, the Abu Tariq, across the time of history. He says that I looked in all of them. He says, I never found one time where people went against the Muslim ruler that it came when they could. He said, rather, what came as a result of it was more evil had developed, a more tremendous evil had came as a result of it, more than that which they had before. He says, for that reason, that's the reason why the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said these ahadith and said these things. He said, what is in the Taj? What is the rendered result? He says, for that which we gave an example, that a person, he takes heed and takes an exhortation about other people's mistakes of that which people did previously in history. He says, of that which we also mentioned about Abdullah al-Mubarak, and we talked about al-Fitna. He says, now you see now people killing each other. As he said, now what you see now is you see the people from the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, the people of the Nasiriyu, and some of Rafat. He says, you see the different party sects. All of them are trying to what? All of them, they want them to be in charge. All of them, they want their kursi. They all want to be in authority. The Ikhwan al-Muslimin, he says, the Nasiriyu, the people of Rafat. All of them, they want their what? Their hukum. He says, and that which all you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every party is just what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said exactly in his book. Every party rejoices in that which they have therein. He said, the Nasara, Sakitu. He says, now you see the Christians all quiet, waiting back and falling back now to see what's going to be the ending results. He says, all of that which you see of that from that different fitna, all of them for what they did, even a Sadat. He says, all of what the Nasara did during the days of Sadat, they sat by and was quiet until they waited for the what? The result, and they went out from the source, from the churches. From the Kana'is. No. They said they found a lot of swords in their churches, and they went out from their churches with the sword. And during the days of the Sadat.